Welcome. We're delighted to be here again with Janet and, of course, Zach, who I'm sure is filling the ether as you look at Janet there on the page. Today is a day where we'll be recording our Zach chat for, well, we're here in October. So Janet's been very busy this month with lots of different trainings and extravaganzas and channeling sessions. So we're a little bit later in October. So this one will go out, I'm sure, by the end of Tuesday the 22nd, and then we'll be also recording the deep dive for November today. So we're super curious to know what it is that Zach's going to bring forth for both of these channelings. Jan, have you got any ideas, and or is there anything you'd like to share about what you've been up to these last few weeks?
Well, as always, it's been really busy. I've just come back from teaching regression. 17 new beautiful souls learning that. It seems to be such a transition time, and I know we say this so often, but it really feels like there was so much going on, and it feels a bit like a settling period, but about to blow again, if that makes sense. So I'm also really intrigued. As everyone knows, Zach's not my guide, and I don't get to have all sorts of wonderful confabs all day long with him. So it's really interesting for me to also listen, to sit in my meadow. I listen just as avidly as everyone else does to what he's going to be bringing forward. And I'm just quite fascinated with what's happening in the world. We're seeing huge changes going on, as we know, in pretty much every aspect that's happening in the world, and we have been for such a long time, but there seems to be something building. That's the only feeling that I've got about it. I don't know what it is, but I feel like something big is building, and it would be really fascinating if Zach comments on that, or comments about anything really about our role in it all, because obviously everything is connected, whether it's going on in our back garden or the other side of the world. So yes, I have no idea actually what he's going to be speaking about today, but I think we both think sometimes that's better, isn't it, if we actually just pass it over to him, because he knows what we're needing, what we're needing to know to be able to make the best of things. He's all about potential. Everyone knows Zach loves that word potential, and he is a big fan of human potential and what we can actually do with our lives too.
Absolutely. I'd agree with absolutely everything you've said, and I think it's such a gift for us to be able to hear Zach's guidance on how we can optimize the way that we evolve ourselves and take responsibility in these times of change. And just like you, I feel that we are at such a sort of critical point, a tipping point, if you like, where I'm very optimistic, as I always am, that things are going to change in a very positive way, and that we may well not be able to quite even imagine the things that are coming and how human beings are going to be able to experience life on earth. So I am curious about that, and what it is that Zach is going to say that's going to help us. So are you ready to bring that forth?
My meadow awaits. My dragon's there, I'm sure. I'm going to go and have a little wander with my dragon and have a little listen to Zach at the same time.
Enjoy your retreat there with your dragon.
I'll go and have a little rest.
Deserve it, Dan. As always, just set your intention for what you wish to absorb, or raise your frequency in whatever way you can, so that you're really tuning in to the gifts of the energy that are coming from Zach. I always feel my heart opening and expanding as I sort of know that Zach's coming, and I can feel his beautiful loving energy. Looks like he's coming. Welcome, welcome, Zach.
Ah, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my dear. Good morning.
Good morning. How lovely of you to come again. I so look forward to these days when we talk and you share such inspiring wisdom with us.
It is a pleasure, we always say. Do we not?
Yes.
It's pleasure to be able to be in a direct contact, to be able to allay fears. This is very important at this time for humankind. Yeah. Fear is so paralyzing, do you not find? Fear is so redundant. There's nothing to fear. Easy for me to say, don't have body that can hurt. Don't have loved ones that can be put upon.
Yeah.
But what the fear I am talking of is primal fear. Mm-hmm. The deep-rooted ancestral fear.
Mm.
Because already, vibrationally speaking, involvement speaking, you are beyond this. You have intellect, yes, but more important, you have heart intellect. And it is allowing your heart to guide far more than your gut these days. Gut is important. Solar plexus is important. Seat of power is important. However, the heart will never lead you into direct danger.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, we can start to put to bed primal fear far more. And so, on these occasions, when we get to have a little chitty-chat, do you have some muffins? Some nice little accompaniments for us to go to as we are having chat. I jest. Not actually managed to eat in this body as yet. More's the pity.
Yes.
We will have to stick to our chitty chat instead. And yeah. Through this chitty chat, everybody can get to experience and feel their heart and where it is at this time.
Yeah.
For sure. Do you not agree, my dear friends?
That's wonderful. I do agree, Zach. Thank you. It feels an important topic for us to discuss.
So let's start a little bit more about primal fear, shall we not?
Mm.
Good place to start. Everything living a life upon this earth comes into being with primal forces. These primal forces are early survival ways to get through, to remain incarnated in the body without, you know, the spirit floating away, for there to be a connection with the physical. And not only a connection, but a desire, a wish, a willingness to be connected to the physical. And more that whether it is a person or an animal gets to feel life force in a physical way, the deeper the primal sense goes for, yes, survival, but also for growth. And this is something that I particularly want to touch upon. These primal experiences are not just there to keep you safe. They are there to help you grow. And of course, we are always in a time of growth. Whether we are in the period we are living in now or any other time, it is the speed of growth that is different.
Mm-hmm.
You are living in a period of accelerated growth. And this is in the animals. This is in your plant nature. You are seeing it in the foods that you are eating, as well as in your own humanness. And because of this, as growth speeds up, because primal experience is at the base of it, it is also speeding up the survival instinct. And for some people, this means this primal survival need to conquer, to be a top dog, to be completely in control of their life becomes very prominent in their life. Mm-hmm. And this may not be logical to the person. They may be thinking, but why? Why do I feel this need, this desire? And it is because the growth is trying to balance out with this as well. Before I continue, this makes sense to you, my dear?
Yes, it does. Please go on. Thank you.
And therefore, because we are moving into a time, we are in a time, really, but many people feel they're moving into the time where the growth is in essence from the heart base rather than survival base. We are managing the shift. The shift in energy center for where the survival is rather than in the gut, it is in the heart.
So this is different.
It is. Mm-hmm. So as you may understand it, for thousands of years, the way your energy systems, your chakra systems, and the way that the moderation of energy and flow within the energy of your body, you have had primal centers, whether these have been associated with certain organs, certain locations within the body, or so forth, that have been accepted en masse, often, to be associated with different parts of life. And it is not that this is going to change completely, but just as we are seeing a moving up elevation of vibration, we are seeing certain parts of the energy system moving up into higher regions of the energy system. Okay. Therefore, the root system, if we go down from the bottom, the root system, which is very much about setting the pace of a life. It is very much about, yes, our safety and security, but it is like a baseline. Mm-hmm. It is the foundation of our life that everything gets built upon. If you can imagine that some of your life force energy is naturally in your raising of vibration, moving from root center to sacral center, you can see that the very many aspects, the personality, if you will, of the sacral center that is about creativity and growth is in a way giving, I don't want to use the word pressure because that is like pressure putting down. It is impetus, let us put this. It is more giving an impetus to the foundations of whatever you are doing in life to have more creative force. And because, of course, the sacred is about fertility, it is also a nurturing, nourishing force. And therefore, things that may have started in the root chakra, which has like a slower way, think of it like underground. Think of like the roots growing from a tree. They move through the soil and they take longer to go through. If you are going now above ground, if you are now going to the sacral to be doing this, then you are bringing creativity and you are bringing more life force. This starts to speed up the process of new growth in a person. So in the past, something may have taken a little while to get off the ground. Whether that new thing is a new lifestyle change, new diet, new exercise regime, new hobby, blah, blah, blah. Or whether it is a change in environment, a place to live and so forth. There can be a speeding up that happens because rather than going from this underground, more stable foundation sense, it is moving into a place of a quicker vibration that encourages creativity, encourages fertility. And fertility is all about creating the new. So many people are engaging in this energy in a way of innovation. Many people are getting new ideas. people with a writer's block who write suddenly no block anymore. People whose talent for sculpture, for painting has been laying dormant, suddenly pick up their brushes, pick up their sculptor's wheel once again. Am I going too fast, my dear? Does this make sense?
It makes complete sense, and I think it's really exciting. I think the question that comes to my mind is, this presumably is just happening automatically. We don't have to do anything, or do we? Can we optimize this?
Now, the reason why I tell you is so that you can accept the change. Everybody that is listening at this time, and through them to disseminate the information. I don't mean by lecturing people in the street, but certainly from friends, family, the work that you are doing, to allow an open mind that these things that have been set in stone perhaps for thousands of years are now changing. And the change is coming, not because, sitting in a meditation for hours on end, nothing wrong with that. But this is a growth that is happening across your planet. This is happening to everybody. The more that we accept the change, the more we allow the change, the more we will benefit from the change. And so as this starts, it is very straightforward in the sense it starts from the bottom up. So it does start with the root system. So people have already been experiencing this. I'm sure as people are listening, many of them are nodding along saying, yes, Zachariah, I know this. I feel this. I feel the change. And of course, as this moves from the sacral up to the solar plexus, many of the personality traits that we could call them of the sacral are moving into the solar plexus, which for a very long time was all about your center point and your survival and your physical health. Well, again, if you are taking the sacral now and the fertility and the growth, there is a chance, use this word, a chance to fundamentally change the makeup of those areas of your body, just with the mind, just with the intent, just with the knowledge that it is possible. So there is new growth in the solar plexus. And as this happens, it literally shifts this fundamental primal force of survival up into the heart space, where it is more of a decision than you are doing than a reaction. Okay? So in the past, solar plexus reacts, needed to react without the full capacity of the brain to keep a person safe. You know, a big boulder coming to you, do you jump left or right to get out of the way, you know? But this is different what is happening now. As it moves into the heart space, the heart would immediately know if that boulder was anyway going to pass you. Because with the heart energy extends further from the body than any other part of your energy system. So if you could see the way the energy system is, many people think that there is expansion, of course, from the body, and that there is a very uniform distance, a uniform way all around the body. But actually, if you looked at the energy system without the physical body within it, it would not have a body shape as such. It would look more like the old-fashioned spinning tops that children used to play with. So there's a bit out the top, a bit out to the bottom, but it actually comes out a bit like a flying saucer.
Yes.
This is actually what happens with your heart energy. The more that you allow yourself to accept yourself, this is really important. It is not so much about going, I expand my heart energy, blah, blah, blah. The more that you come into alignment with self, the more your heart energy naturally expands and you take on the form of a spinning top. And this spinning top is more than just symbolism, because the more you pump into that heart space, your desire to become more than you were before, the quicker it spins, the faster it flows, the more encouraging of your energy system to grow, to become and do what you are wishing, to become more than you were before. Understand, yes?
It's really inspiring, Zach, and it feels very encouraging that this is actually happening at this time.
It is. And so therefore, my dear, you understand, if we move the primal force of what used to be of fear, of survival, which was necessary for some time, and we allow it, we accept it to move into our heart space, we can tread more easily in life because we are not anticipating the next boulder coming at us. Whether this is a physical, emotional boulder, a life boulder, you know? Yes. Because our heart being like the spinning top, going further out, it is actually being able to move further out into time and space around. We know each of the energy sites does not exist just within this dimension. It goes way beyond your physical, your emotional, mental, spiritual self, all of these subtle bodies of the energy system that people know of. It actually negotiates its way a little bit ahead of time, a little bit behind time. This is where your gut instinct often could give you heads up on danger coming. But it was only going a certain way from your body. So if you can imagine the spinning fast or the spinning top that you are now, of your heart going out further, you can rest assured that this is just pure physics. On this level, this is not about what a desire is. Simply, if your energy is spinning in this way, it's pushing out greater force than any other part of the central body, it is going to be in line further in time, further with other potentials, other possibilities. In other words, you would be able to sense, interpret, and decide what to do about danger way before it is even within your consciousness.
The result of that would make us feel more trusting and more secure.
Exactly. And this is why, very start of our conversation, I said, what we are looking to do is let go of primal fear. Actually, what I mean by that is allow that sense of primal energy of survival to sit in your heart space rather than in your solar plexus, and allow the solar plexus to take on its new qualities that are coming from the sacral. So as all of these things rise, we go past now to the heart, and you can imagine, what do we know, my dear? This is going to be like a like a little bit of a 2-4 between me and you. So what qualities do you think, my dear, from the heart are going to now be resplendent within the throat chakra?
Oh, okay. I would imagine that we would be speaking in a kinder, positive, more loving way. All our communication would feel more loving, more flowing, more beautiful.
And what do we know about the heart? It does not lie.
Truthful.
Yes. Communication, much of the blocks is because what the heart is feeling and what we know we should or do say are not in alignment. But if the truth is actually sitting here as well, people cannot lie. Now, when I say lie, we have talked already. We had a conversation, did we not, about truth?
Yes.
So we are not talking about it in its very literal form. You know, if you are telling a little white fib, shall we say, for the good of the other person, that can still stay. You know, it is not always very useful for your good friend to arrive at your doorstep and say, do you like my new orange dress? And you think orange looks horrible on them, you know? You might say, oh, yes, my dear, you look lovely, because then they glow.
Yeah.
Because they feel confident. You know, these types of things.
Yes.
The truth I am talking about is the deep truth of the souls.
Yeah.
The ones that the throat should have been saying in the throat space. And so every single energy system will benefit. Nothing is going backwards. Everything, it is an evolution of the energy system. Mm-hmm. And the gain from that is an ease within our nature, an ease in the way that we are handling ourselves, an ease in being able to act in a more heart-based way. Aware of dangers that are coming and being in a position to then be able through the heart to start to decide what to do. And of course, if the thought is about communication, what do you think might happen? And this will be of particular interest to you, my dear, if that is applied, greater communication with the third eye.
Absolutely. So that means we all start to connect with our intuition, with our inner vision and our sixth sense and all of these things that so many people have been very eager to achieve and to experience.
Most definitely. And the potential for far more growth of communication across dimensions with other parts of yourself as well as others. So I like to play with your noodle, do I not? In our little chitty chats. So something that people will be pondering later on over their cups of tea and coffee, thinking, oh my goodness, what's Zachariah on these days? What is he telling me about?
Yeah.
As we know, each person is not just the person. This body that I'm speaking through, it is not just her in this body. How boring life would be. We are so many things.
Yeah.
And so when we are going through the third eye, which is not compromised completely by earth, time and space, it is the one chakra other than the heart that can really transcend and move through dimensional time and space. The third eye, if we allow this change in our energy system, if we allow communication to become quite a forerunner within the third eye, can start to become aware and communicate with other parts of ourselves, having different experiences in other dimensions. And of course, if we take this further, other dimensional beings who may not have physical form here. So many people talk about the aliens in a physical sense, the aliens that are helping the earth. There is much that is being helped, the majority, I should say, a vast majority of the help that is coming, the assistance, the awareness, even just keeping an eye on Earth, is coming in telepathic form. And what I mean by telepathic is through the third eye. So that doesn't have to be a shift and change in thoughts. How people think of telepathy and saying about the way that they communicate is not to manifest and actually come here in a physical form. It is to communicate with those open to through the third eye. So if you can imagine en masse, we are changing to allow greater communication. How wonderful if the information, the useful technology, innovation, inspiration that others may have that could influence in a good way how we are living on Earth is starting to be perceived by many rather than a few, even in the most subtle ways. It can start manifesting in your world. Can it?
I mean, this has the potential to literally shift everything. And I've known that things are shifting, but this finally helps to explain how it's happening within us, within our own energy centers. Zach, this is exciting.
So another shift, third eye to the crown.
Yes.
What thing happened then? This one may not be quite so obvious.
No.
But you tell me, my dear, what do you feel if your third eye personality could be shifting into your crown center?
I feel as though it makes you feel multidimensional and you are more connected to your your higher self, and to sort of all that is really.
A deeper, multi-connection to oneness.
Yes.
And often people feel like they do not want to leave the crown chakra wide open because it can be very uncomfortable. And this is true. Mm. But to allow it to be open, aware, and connected in this higher vibrational way, in the sense of allowing it to happen, it becomes far deeper experience. Rather than just a connection, it is wisdom within that connection that comes, communication within that that comes. Mm. In a way, overnight becoming from what you might call a usual human person to multi-dimensional awareness person.
Yes. How long do you know? Think this is going to take, Zach? And is it happening faster for people who are already aware, or is it happening across all of humanity?
It is like many changes. Some people are allowing and some people are resisting. Mm-hmm. We are at the process where some people are still working through the shift between the root to the sacral. This is where the most of humanity is at. Yeah. But there are others that are really starting to feel the rumblings. Interesting word, rumblings, because it is in the belly from the gut, moving it into the heart. The more unencumbered that you are with life's trials and tribulations,
yes,
the easier it becomes. This is true, but at the same time, don't have to go and pack your backpack yet, hand in your notice at work, go on a sailing ship to the Antarctic and stay there, you know, for next year. You can do this in life. But the reason why I am talking to you about it now, and it was very important that some energy that was brought in your month of September, we could talk about it separately, but it is a deep energy of the past that has been re-given back to the earth, to humanity, to the animals, to everything, which is in alignment with the power that we had earlier in the year. This is really about taking charge of our energy systems, to be aware of our equality between everyone, that nothing is better or worse.
Yeah.
And everybody has the ability to shine like the beautiful light that they are, to spin like the top. I like this analogy. We will be using this a lot from now on, this spinning top that we are. And in so doing, that in itself has broken down some barriers to allow the shift to happen. So it is hard to predict as such how quickly it will take, because this is where human nature comes in. It is going to happen whether people are wanting it or not, you know, aware of it or not. It is a change. It is, everybody has a body. Everybody is connected with the earth. The vibration has shifted so much, the frequency of the earth, that this will happen. And some people may not even be aware, of course. They're just aware that they are more open to certain things, think in a different way, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
But if we really engage now with big flappy ears listening, as I do beforehand, both of you can feel something coming.
Yes.
Well, actually, for once, you are not feeling it on the outside. It's because both of you have been feeling it within.
Yes.
Yeah. Both of you are feeling the change, the balance. Both of you are in a position where your solar plexus is changing into the heart space. Yes. I understand. They are telling me as well. They say that it is not as straightforward, by the way, as like opening and shutting doors, in the sense of, okay, if you're up to the solar plexus, means the root and the sacral are all done. It does start there, but it is like a waveform. It takes a while. As each one changes, you'll get again another increase in the lower chakras moving up, and again backwards, forwards, backwards, forwards. So it is not just like, well, that one's down. So you may have a little bit of backwards, forwards down to the root chakra, through the sacral, up to the solar plexus, and so forth.
But
I need to bring to your attention, you do not have to throw out, you know, the meditations that you are doing, even, oh yes, yes, of course, a therapist. We always have lots of therapists, do we not? The meditations, hypnosis, all of these different things. We can work in the chakras in exactly the same way. It is just having the awareness that we are moving into a state of elevation. Elevation within. And the thing, if nothing else that you remember, I want you to remember this truth about your energy system being in the shape of the spinning top.
Yeah.
How your heart is engaging with the world around you. How, if you allow yourself to move into a place of peace, really, within your heart, of knowing that your heart will keep you out of danger, you can then elevate your energy in any way. You can allow it to spin like the top faster and faster. Feel greater levels of love, compassion, kindness. Feel greater levels of innovation, of ideas. Feel greater levels of joy.
Yeah.
And enjoy life.
Oh, Zach.
Sounds good, no?
No, it sounds wonderful. And I think everyone who's listening and watching is really ready for this. So I'm sure this is absolutely resonating and already beginning to fill them with such joy and optimism for the path that we're all on. Also knowing that it's not just affecting us, but everyone. So family members that perhaps are not quite on our wavelength will soon be also going up a notch or two.
Absolutely. All the animals, all the plants. Do not be surprised if you are, you know, you sense this in the plants, in your garden, in your trees, and so forth.
Yeah.
Everything is affected. Your animals, your pets. Everything is affected. The animals that you eat, everything is affected. So very much be aware of what you are putting into your body, what you are putting around you, because everything is going through a change.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it is a good change. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you are, if you think to yourself, right now, I really want to get on with this. I feel that maybe there's bits that are stuck. Of course, you can do that too. You can encourage, you can talk to your body, talk to your energy system, encourage it to allow the shift to happen.
Fabulous.
And the best way of doing that is putting fear to one side.
Yeah.
Yes. Primal fear that I am talking mm-hmm. of.
Zach, are we going to be exploring this topic further in our deep dive?
We can do, my dear. There are so many things we could explore.
So for anyone who is listening to this and wishes to tune in to Zach for more information, we now move over to our Patreon recording, and that is on patreon.com/Zach's portal. And we put out a monthly deeper dive with Zach, and that just is for a donation of £10, $10 a month, or something in that region. So do come over and explore. We also upload all of the Zach chats onto that site, so it makes them all available for you in one place. So shall we say farewell, Zach? And I will be speaking to you again in a moment. And we'll bring Janet back. But I'd love to, on behalf of everyone, just to thank you for this insight. It feels like the jigsaw puzzle pieces are all coming into place now, and it gives us something to contemplate, something to use our intention to really tune into this and enjoy the shifts that are occurring within us. Thank you.
It is timely, fine for the reward.
Yeah.
You know, life has been very hard for very many people for, you know, a good 2 or 3 years now.
And the last few centuries.
Exactly. But in terms of the shift in the energy system, in terms of the turmoil that many people have felt, they felt like themselves being shaken energetically, whatever they do, however good they are to themselves. But what I can tell you is you've been building towards this.
Excellent.
It is a decision far beyond the collective consciousness. It is part of energetic evolution. And it is an energy evolution we have not had for centuries, this part. It has been building for centuries. It has not been stagnant. But now is the time when we are seeing the fruits of your labor. Seeing the fruits of Gaia's nature. You know, what everything that has been happening. So, my friends, enjoy that shift and change. When you feel different, rather than thinking, oh no, what does this mean? Think of it as a good thing.
Oh, yes.
Allow yourself to be in charge of your own energy. Spin like the top.
Yes, thank you, Zach. Thank
you. I call her back now, yes?
Yes, please do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That was a quick comeback.
Welcome back, Jan.
Hello.
Oh, hello, hello. I just take a moment to come back into your body. Oh, I presume geez. You were having a jolly good listen from your retreat up there in the meadow with your dragon.
I was, and it was quite interesting because my meadow is so energetic. I see myself very physically there.
Yes.
And I was trying to see my energy sites. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, well, I'm in an energy space, so I must be able to see them. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't. I just couldn't get out of, I think I've made it so physical that it's just me. But it sounds very strange, but I had my dragon next to me. There's a dragon, and he looks like sort of Pete's dragon from the cartoons from the 70s. He's quite cartoony, and he's sort of green and orange. And I noticed as I looked around to him, I was seeing his chakras.
Oh.
Zach was talking, I kept seeing these chakras light up, and he was sort of lying there, a bit like a dog,
yeah.
You know, on its back, sort of enjoying. And I know it was just a way that my psyche was making sense of it, but it was really interesting to see, because I could see as they lit up, I could see a bit like, you know, like when you see a color change, or I've got one of the aura, the aroma. Yeah. That, you know, like the lights that go and it shifts into the other colors, and I could see how easy, and I thought, this is so easy, it's so natural how it was merging, and it was sort of pulling the colors up into the next chakra and the next chakra. So that was just a little insight into my strange world in the meadow whilst that's but I thought, how fascinating, as he says, these personality traits, as he calls them, how we're embodying them in the higher chakras. And I was just thinking, wow, what this could actually do for us.
Oh my goodness, it's incredible, isn't it? I mean, some people may have already had this insight, but I've been wondering for a while, how are we actually going to be evolving? What is changing? And to think that it's happening through the chakra system makes so much sense. And yet, you know, I certainly haven't envisaged it that way. So just taking each sort of quality and evolving it up into the next one, or, and merging it with the sort of the skills and the talents, if you like, of what those chakras already represent, I can see how things will change within even the people who are not yet aware in the way that some of us are.
Yeah, fascinating.
Inspiring. So I'm curious to know what he's going to talk to us about on the deep dive this month as well.
Yes,
so shall we say farewell, and that we hope to see you on the deep dive as well. That will be out on, this particular one will be out on the 1st of November.
Yes.
So speak soon, Jan.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for that. That was really such a wonderful insight, and we're always, as ever, grateful to you for what you bring through.
Welcome, very welcome.
Thank you.